I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Abdominizer, the Set It and Forget It Rotisserie, the George Foreman Grill, all products marketed on late night TV infomercials. Now the industry trade group for infomercials is worried that people will stop ordering if they get bad or fraudulent products. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, I'm sure you're up late at night flipping through channels researching this story. What does the industry say it's going to do to keep infomercials honest?
Well, apparently there's some concern within the industry about a credibility problem that's caused by some infomercial makers who clearly make some pretty outrageous claims. And the fear is that, as you said, even if there are some legitimate operators out there, that these few bad ones will bring down the reputation of all of them. If you buy one of these products and it's nowhere near what you expected, you're probably not going to buy another one again. So the industry trade group says it's basically going to kick out any infomercial makers that are offering things too good to be true, and it's going to report them to the Federal Trade Commission.
How big an industry are infomercials, and has anyone tried to regulate them before?
Well, in answer to the second question, no, there really hasn't been any regulation. That's why you've seen infomercials that boast that you can, look 10 pounds thinner instantly, lose 2 inches from your waistline in 10 days, and on and on. With this step today, infomercials are really modeling themselves on the self-regulation that the traditional advertising industry has done for years. As for the importance of the industry, here's the figure that says it all. They sell about $150 billion in merchandise every year. By the way, infomercials just celebrated their 20th anniversary last month.
Is there some reason that the trade association is acting on this right now? I mean, as you say, 20 years. Why didn't they take it up 20 years
before?
Ago?
Before. Yeah, well, the FTC did recently fine one infomercial producer $1 million for falsely claiming that a patch, one of those ones that you put on your skin, would make you lose weight. But I talked with Scott Donaton, the editor of Advertising Age, and he says there might also be some concern related to other industries facing regulatory scrutiny right now.
It's entirely possible that they saw the crackdown on weight loss supplements, that they've even seen what's happening in a different front with the FCC and radio content, and just felt that maybe these government agencies were going to become a little more active in policing outrageous claims and things that cross the line. And rather than get caught up in that and find themselves regulated, it's better to police themselves now.
And Alex, you mentioned the crackdown on weight loss supplements. In fact, as of today, the herbal diet drug Ephedra is off store shelves thanks to a ban by the FDA. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at European companies jumping on the outsourcing bandwagon.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.